Wisdom Missed by R.D. Hampton. Those things said at the seven-day revival that should not be cut are in here. When I heard my brother speak, said Patsy Garrett speaking of Tommy Jones, I understood that we will only get unity at the foot of the cross. We have to come to the cross to come together. If we focus only on today, we can't see what's coming. Without a vision we perish. Where do we get this vision? We get it at the foot of the cross. In Daniel 3:4-6, the music played and people thought, that furnace is hot. The people fell down and worshipped. If we get the mentality, that we will serve the Lord no matter what, then we will come together because nothing else will matter. If we start bowing down to all these things, there will be no unity. These three, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, stood together. They did not bow, they stood. How many are gonna stand for Jesus, when it all comes down? In 5:13 the king told them, if they bow down and worshipped, good. If not, what God can deliver you from me? The world says, all those Christians out there, they're not gonna have your back. Their commitment is too weak. Go ahead and bow down, take the mark, it's all good. If you don't, it's the furnace. But if we stand together, I'm not bowing, how about you alone? They might not have been able to stand, but together they stood. In 5:16 they told the king they would not worship his gods, that our God could deliver them, but even if he did not, they would not bow. In 5:19 the furnace was made seven times hotter and the mighty men bound the three Israelite boys. When they threw the boys into the furnace, the heat killed these mighty men. The boys were so free on the inside of the furnace, worshipping God. The flames never affected them. They were with Jesus. They had to walk through it, but he was there with them. We have to get to the cross and say, God, what do you want me to do to bring about unity? In 5:24 Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He said, we put three men in there, right? I see a fourth in there and he looks like a son of God. In fair weather, we might not need anybody, but I want to be a stormy weather friend. In Rom 5:17, Jesus took our place on the cross. All he wants us to do is take our place here on earth. If we can't say, Father forgive them, they know not what they do, then we need to pray and ask God to change us. We need to lead people by example. Hebrews 5:5-10, all this he did, and we can't even come together with somebody, because they hurt our feeling. What does he ask us to do? First we have to get it right here, she said, placing her hand over her heart. Have we taken his place here? If you can't WWJD, hit your knees and ask for changing. I have done that and he did change me. I was able to love these people who tried to destroy me. Pray for the change. Be honest with God tonight. You will walk, talk, love, and act like Jesus. We have to get there. He wants us to be one, and the only way is at the foot of the cross.